This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get some more information, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes out there. And of course, for the radio show, you can subscribe to that program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. Now, the original vision for Social Security was for the program to provide vital retirement income for American workers. However, it wasn't long before Social Security's mission expanded. In 1939, a mere 4 years after the program was created, President Franklin Roosevelt signed legislation to provide benefits to surviving widows and minor children. Now, over time, survivor benefits have broadened even more by providing benefits to both widows and widowers, as well as divorced spouses. According to the AARP, survivor benefits currently cover about 5.8 million people, or about 9% of all of those who are receiving Social Security benefits. So on today's show, we're going to discuss some essential things that Americans should know about Social Security survivor benefits. But before we delve into that interesting topic, let's make sure to introduce everyone here with me this morning, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I couldn't be better. I'm here with my two favorite people, Sue and Cole. How could I possibly be any better? And it's summertime, right?
It is summertime.
It's awesome. Well, I'm doing great. I had a great holiday weekend last weekend. Got a few days off, spent them with the fam, got some work done. Actually washed windows and cleaned my screens on my house.
Wow. Yeah, so ambitious of you.
Yeah. Not fun, but boy, when you get it done, it feels good and looks good, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's like a financial plan. It's like working with a financial advisor. It's like you think it's going to be painful. It's really not. And once you're done, it feels so good to have all your ducks in a row and know where you're at. But Sue, how have you been?
Great. Just enjoying summer. I'll tell you, the weather has been starting to finally get nice.
Yeah.
And not as much rain. Still getting some rain, but I think they're is hope in the future.
Yes, there is. Although it's going to get warm.
This weekend especially. It's going to be humid, hot.
Yeah, we're going to feel the humidity, I think. So we're starting to feel it now. Cole, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, Tony. Also enjoyed the holiday weekend, enjoyed the nice weather that we had over the weekend, and of course, looking forward to this weekend to come. Looks like it's going to be nice again here, so just trying to get outdoors as much as possible. I went for a nice long walk yesterday. It was beautiful, other than getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Oh, but they're starting to get really bad this year.
They are. And I live up in the woods, so they were pretty thick out there yesterday, that's for sure.
I don't remember them being very bad last year.
Well, with all this rain, I suppose last year probably has a lot to do with it.
Yep, good point. The rain probably brings them out. Well, now, what are we talking about on the show today? Social Security, and I think that's a good topic, and we always talk about it, but in a high level way. The program's complex, though, so I'm glad we can dig into some specifics here, right, Sue?
Yes, exactly, Tony. And actually, there was an ARP article entitled Social Security Survivor Benefits, 10 Things Spouses Need to Know. And it offers up some information that we think is going to be really useful for today's conversation. First, the article explains in many, though not all cases, you're eligible to receive survivor benefits when you turn 60. Now, yet there are instances when you may be eligible to receive survivor benefits prior to your 60th birthday. Surviving spouses may be eligible to receive benefits as soon as age 50 if they're disabled, and at any age if they're parenting a child of a deceased beneficiary who is younger than 16, who is disabled and is therefore eligible for childhood benefits.
Interesting. So even if you file for Social Security under ideal circumstances, navigating the program can be challenging, I guess, because of all the various deadlines, rules, regulations, nuances. And that means crafting a Social Security strategy with the assistance of financial professionals like yourselves is going to be really helpful.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And you should also note that there isn't a deadline to claim Social Security survivor benefits. And that means that you don't need to worry about applying for them within a certain window of time after your spouse's death or even at your earliest eligibility age. Often, you can choose when you want to begin receiving them or even whether you want to receive them at all. Basically, you can choose to do whatever best fits within your financial strategy and your long-term goals. Now, with that said, you should quickly notify the Social Security Administration about your spouse's passing. Many funeral homes and similar entities will handle this step on your behalf, but if they don't, you can contact Social Security's national hotline at 1-800-772-1213 to report the death. And again, that number is 1-800-772-1213. You can also report the death to your Social Security office locally. Now, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial services professional if you need help or guidance with this process. And additionally, reporting your spouse's passing may activate a one-time $255 death benefit for the surviving spouse. Now, that one-time payment doesn't affect future survivor benefits.
Okay, so does the deceased person then already have to have been receiving Social Security for the surviving spouse to receive survivor benefits?
Well, that's an excellent question, Tony, and you may begin collecting Social Security survivor benefits even if your spouse hadn't filed for benefits before they passed away. Now, in this situation, survivor benefits will generally be calculated using the amount of what would have been the late spouse's full retirement benefit, which is the amount that they would have received if they'd waited until their full retirement age to file for Social Security. Now, presently, the full retirement age is 66 for people born between 1943 and 1954 and gradually rises until 67 for those born in later years. Now, if the deceased spouse had passed their full retirement age before filing for Social Security, the corresponding survivor benefit would reflect the delayed filing credits the deceased spouse would have received.
So, though, I'm guessing there's some additional rules when it comes to a late spouse's whole benefit amount, right?
Well, you are right, Tony. Widows and widowers are entitled to 100% of their late spouse's benefit if they file for survivor benefits at their own full retirement age. Now, as the article highlights, the full retirement age is different for survivor benefits and is currently 66, but will slowly rise to 67 in the next several years.
Oh, okay. What exactly does that mean for people who file earlier then?
Well, when you reach age 60, you can collect 71.5% of what your former spouse was receiving each month or would have been entitled to receive. Now, from there, the percentage rises in stages for every month that you delay filing until your own full retirement age. Now, don't forget that any reduction that you see for taking early benefits is permanent. Additionally, you're entitled to 71.5% of your former spouse's benefit if you claim benefits while in your 50s as a disabled surviving spouse. So for people younger than 60 who file for survivor benefits because they're taking care of a deceased person's children, the rate is a fixed 75%. Now, because these percentages differ significantly based on your choices, I recommend working with a financial services professional.
Hey, and I know a couple. Sue and Cole, right? They yeah. can just give That's you guys right. give you guys a call. So, in fact, speaking of that, let's take a quick break here. And before we do, Cole, let our listeners know how they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, there's all sorts of great resources out there. Information about the reports that we can run, information about our process, information about our advisors, all those different types of things. So you can do all sorts of research on that website. Or if you're ready, you can schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation right now online.
All right, sounds good. And we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This five-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Sue and Cole, great show today. Today, you've been talking about why chickens hate snowblowers, and we bring up this topic once in a while, but wait, silence? No, I'm kidding. Come on. I'm just joking around. We're talking about something that's actually important, Social Security survivor benefits. And Social Security, you think this topic has been beat into the ground, but we've given overviews before, but we're really focusing in today. And I like that because there's a lot more to it than people realize. And you've talked about Social Security survivor benefits, age eligibility, time limits, and all the different amounts you may receive based on when you file. So what's next in this topic?
Well, Tony, let's dig further into that ARP article that we had discussed in the first segment, which next notes that you can't apply for survivor benefits online. Now, you may only apply for survivor benefits at a Social Security office in person or over the phone. Now, you may also contact the Social Security hotline at 800-772-1213. Again, that's 1-800-772-1213. Now, surprisingly, unlike filing for retirement or disability benefits, there isn't an online application. Now, furthermore, if you're already receiving spousal benefits before your spouse's death, the Social Security Administration will automatically convert them to survivor benefits once they've been notified about the death.
Right. And I'm sure most of us, many of us at least, even those who could fairly be called older people, which is me, have grown accustomed to doing a lot of our financial chores online. So hopefully that means the Social Security Administration is working on an online application for survivor benefits. Leave it to the government to have everything up there except for this one thing that's so important.
Right.
In the meantime, I know you guys can help walk people through this process. So, Cole, what's next?
Well, Tony, the article next explains that you can't receive survivor benefits and retirement benefits at the same time. If you're eligible for two different Social Security payments, both as a retiree and a survivor of a retiree, for example, the Social Security Administration calculates which payment is bigger and then provides you with that one. Now, relatedly, if you're in the challenging position of being widowed twice, you can't apply for survivor benefits using the earnings of both of your former spouses. The Social Security Administration will provide you with the larger of the two possible payments. And if your own retirement benefit is larger than either of your two possible survivor benefit payments, then you'll get that amount instead.
Okay, so I think that's terrific insight, and I'm not sure that I've heard it broken down like that before, so that's really good. Sue, what do you have for us?
Well, here's another interesting quirk. You can switch from one benefit to the other. Now, generally, retirement and spousal benefits are governed by a rule called deemed filing. Now, with deemed filing, when you take one benefit, the Social Security Administration considers you to also be claiming the other benefit if you're eligible for both. But that's not the case with survivor benefits. If you aren't already receiving any Social Security benefits, you can apply for your own benefit and survivor benefits at the same time. And again, you'll receive the larger of the two benefit amounts. But you aren't required to do so, which provides you with a degree of financial flexibility that you and your financial services professional should discuss and build a strategy around.
Well, Cole, could you give us an example of that scenario that Sue's talking about here?
Sure, that's probably a good idea, Tony. Let's say that your late spouse made much more money than you did during your lifetime. During their lifetime, I should say. In this situation, you may want to consider filing for your Social Security benefit first so you can have some Social Security income while waiting until your full retirement age or later to take the full, larger survivor benefit. Now, of course, you could also reverse this example if your retirement benefit would be bigger. Clearly, this is an area of Social Security processing that can get a little murky, so we would strongly suggest that you reach out to our team to go through that with the assistance of a financial professional.
Oh, sure. And now I know that we've touched on divorce a little bit today, but Sue, can you tell us a bit more about how that fits into all of this?
Oh, absolutely. The biggest thing to know is that divorce isn't disqualifying. If you were married to someone for at least 10 years before getting a divorce, you may be entitled to survivor benefits based on your former spouse's earnings history after their death. Now, basically, the rules on age and payment amounts for a divorced spouse are the same as those for widows and widowers. Now, moreover, claiming benefits as a surviving ex-spouse doesn't affect the benefit amount paid to the widow or widower or vice versa. So, for example, if both parties filed for Social Security at their full retirement age, both would receive 100% of the late ex-spouse's benefit total.
That's good information. It does make me think of this question, though. What happens if you're remarried?
Well, Tony, if you get remarried prior to age 60 or 50 if you're disabled, you're no longer eligible for survivor benefits based on your ex-spouse's earnings history. But you may regain that eligibility if your latest marriage ends with death or divorce. Remarrying after either of those ages has no impact on your eligibility for survivor benefits based on a previous marriage.
Okay. I know in certain cases, children can even be entitled to survivor benefits. What can you tell us about that, Sue?
Well, children of a worker who has passed away may be eligible for survivor benefits of up to 75% of what their parent was either receiving or would have received from Social Security. Now, as of December 2023, more than 2 million children were receiving survivor benefits. Now, eligibility expires upon high school graduation or age 19 and 2 months, whichever occurs first. Now, people who are disabled due to a condition or incident that happened prior to age 22, they may also qualify for survivor benefits. And finally, stepchildren who meet any of the criteria we just discussed may also qualify in certain situations. So when applying for Social Security survivor benefits for a child, you must provide proof of their relationship to the deceased. Either a birth certificate or adoption record is usually enough.
Well, thanks, Sue. That's good information. Cole, before we go any further, let our listeners out there know once again how they can get a hold of you. I know that you have a Social Security maximization report you can run for them and Social Security specialists there in-house to help people with this. How can our listeners take advantage of that?
Well, Tony, they can just give us a call at 715-355-4445 right away, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. We've got some information and examples of those Social Security reports out there on the website, so feel free to take that into consideration. But if you'd like to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation right away, you can do that by phone at 715-355-4445 or at retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And you've been talking about some of the most important elements of Social Security survivor benefits. It's been an eye-opening and interesting show so far today. Sue, what do you have next for us?
Well, Tony, let's stick with today's Social Security theme by next focusing on a question that we hear often from our clients. What's the right age to file for Social Security? Now, there was a Motley Fool article entitled, Is Claiming Social Security at 62 Really a Smart Move Right Now? And it has a really good perspective for us. Okay, as many of you listening today already know, the earliest you can file for Social Security is, in most cases, age 62. However, if you file at that age, you'll see a reduction of as much as 30% in your monthly payment. And be aware that it's a permanent reduction, which means that your final decision should only happen after a very thorough conversation with your financial services professional.
Well, beyond that huge 30% reduction you're talking about there, what are some other potentially good reasons to delay filing for Social Security, Cole?
Well, Tony, while not everyone can hold off filing for Social Security, if you can do so, it may offer you some clear financial benefits. Now, you can push off filing for Social Security until you're age 70. And of course, the longer you wait, the more your monthly payment will be. For some people, working well past their earliest filing date may result in an additional several hundred dollars per month. So here's a good example. If your full retirement age is 67 and you waited until then to file, you'd see a monthly Social Security payment of roughly $1,600 a month. But if you filed when you were 62, the corresponding 30% reduction would leave you with a monthly payment of about $1,120, a difference of nearly $500 a month. So what would missing out on $500 a month mean for your budget and your ability to take the grandkids to the zoo or out for ice cream?
Right. Or your co-host out for ice cream and to the zoo.
I enjoy
those things as well. Seriously, what happens if the person in that example then waits until they're 70 to file for Social Security?
Well, by hanging on and filing at age 70, you'll receive 124% of your full retirement amount. Now, accordingly, your monthly payment would be about $1,984 a month. That's $864 more dollars a month than you would have received if you filed at age 62. Now, certainly, nobody can accurately predict what the stock market and economy will look like in the months and years ahead. But if the market cools or the economy enters a recession, it could have a short-term impact on your retirement budget. And if you're currently behind on your savings target, the possibility of a larger monthly Social Security payment may be all the incentive that you need to push your filing into the future.
Sue, that's a really good point. Are there times when filing on the earlier side might be the best option for some people, though?
Oh, definitely, Tony. If you think you're likely to have a shorter lifespan than average, filing for Social Security at an earlier age may allow you to get the most out of your benefit that you've earned. Now, while each monthly payment will be smaller than you would have received filing later, you'd receive more total payments. While I get that considering your life expectancy isn't necessarily a lot of fun, when it comes to your retirement finances, it's something that you should address head on. By delaying Social Security until your full retirement age or age 70, you're essentially betting that you'll live into your 80s, if not longer. If you're nudged into retirement sooner than you'd hoped, or if you have health problems at all, filing for Social Security early may be your best financial strategy.
Okay, that makes sense. How does somebody decide then what Social Security strategy works best for them?
Well, as with any other part of our financial lives, there isn't one size fits all solution. It all comes down to your personal needs and goals. If you don't have enough saved, it could mean that you'll be heavily reliant on your Social Security income during retirement. Therefore, waiting until your full retirement age or age 70 may provide you with more monthly income. Now, on the flip side, if you have an adequate nest egg or you have to retire sooner than you'd hoped, filing for Social Security soon after you're eligible may be beneficial. Now, as we noted a few moments ago, there are scenarios in which smaller monthly payments are a good trade-off.
Sometimes I think it seems like Social Security is all about wading through distractions to connect the right dots. And right. Yeah, right. Yeah. And without a strategy, connecting all those dots may be harder than it needs to be. And you have tools to help people with Social Security, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. We of course, use the Harnessing the Power of Social Security. And, of course, we have our Social Security Maximization Report and all of that. Now, the concept behind Harnessing the Power of Social Security is relatively simple. It recognizes that many people are worried about having enough money for retirement. So it seeks to answer essential questions like, when should I file? And should I work past my full retirement age to get a larger monthly payment when I do file? Ultimately, harnessing the power of Social Security means building a complete retirement strategy.
All right. Well, this has been a great show today. We're almost out of time. Let our listeners know once again how they can get a hold of you to get that no charge, no obligation Social Security maximization report.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thank you both very much. And that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.